And the other main story this morning is the powerful earthquake, one of the most powerful ever, which has struck Russia's far eastern seaboard. A magnitude 8.8 was felt in the remote Kamchatka Peninsula. It has triggered tsunami warnings and evacuation orders around the world, including in Japan, in Hawaii, the west coast of North America, Ecuador and Peru. Tsunami waves of up to 3 metres have been reported in Kamchatka. A number of people there have been injured. 1.5-metre waves have hit the Oahu coastline in Hawaii and the Japanese city of Hokkaido in northern Japan. Richard Lloyd Parry is Asia editor of The Times and The Sunday Times, and he's in Tokyo. Richard, we'll talk about Japan in just a moment, but the wider picture, this is a huge earthquake and a significant impact across the Pacific region.
Yes, I mean, one of the remarkable things about earthquakes when they occur underwater, under the seabed, is that they have this potential to travel thousands and thousands and thousands of miles. So, you know, the Kamchatka Peninsula is in the far northwest of the Pacific Ocean. But the way the physics of these waves works is that the energy can travel through the water at the speed of a passenger jet. And if it hits land and gets into shallow water, then it can rear up as a tsunami. So that's why these precautions are being taken in so many different countries across the Pacific.
And will those warnings and evacuations orders last for quite some time? What's the thought process there?
Well, it's about the science and the people who measure these things in Japan. It's the Japan Meteorological Agency, I think, have a pretty good sense of how long this is necessary. I mean, the earthquake was at 8:30 this morning. It was 8 hours ago, and the evacuation warnings are still in place in Japan, and all the TV stations are putting out the same message, pleading with people to stay away from the coast until the order has been lifted, and that hasn't happened yet. So that gives you a sense. I mean, I think people expect by the end of the day it will have passed. And in Japan, there hasn't been any serious damage or injury so far.
No.
So fingers crossed
they've absolutely got through this one. We spoke to a university professor who's in Hokkaido in northern Japan about an hour or so ago. Is Tokyo impacted?
No. I mean, Tokyo was never going to be in any of the predictions. I'm in Tokyo at the moment. Tokyo Bay is a fairly deep inlet, where the port of Tokyo is, but because of its position, kind of protected by these two peninsulas, from the beginning they weren't saying evacuate Tokyo Bay. But the other coasts, the outlying coasts along the east facing the Pacific, the evacuation orders there extend from the very tip of Hokkaido, which is in the far north, right down to the sort of central southern reaches of Japan. It's a very long way. Even in the islands of Okinawa, which are hundreds and hundreds of miles away, they've reported 10, 20 centimetre tsunamis. So it's even being registered there, although not dangerous so.
Richard, thank you very much indeed. Richard Lloyd Parry, Asia editor of The Times and Sunday Times, joining us from Tokyo and reading on the BBC that workers have been evacuated from the Fukushima nuclear power plant, the scene of that triple disaster that resulted in a nuclear meltdown back in 2011.